Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today. As we continue in Psalm 119, today we're in verse number 49 in a new section called Zain, as we study God's Word together. We've been seeing so far in Psalm 119 where the psalmist has been wrestling with the problem of very difficult circumstances, and we've been seeing how he's been truly unhappy because of the way the wicked have been treating him, being a godly man trying to seek the Lord. And we'll see here in these next eight verses as he talks to the Lord and he ponders these things and he's saying, what should I do in these difficult situations? And I think it's very much something that we need to take a look at it, because we too face difficult situations, and maybe we can glean from these verses and how we can apply it to our lives. You know, of course, we read here in verse 49, the first verse here in Zain, he says, remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. You know, when he's beautiful word of hope, certainly hope speaks of our future. You know, it speaks about things that God has promised to us in the Word about our futures and the things that we need to be relying upon. But, you know, hope really needs to be, comes from our heart. It really needs to be something that we really put our trust in God's Word. You know, if we put our trust in other things, other people, and other means of philosophies, they have a tendency to disappoint. Again, it's like building our house upon the sand. When difficulties come our way, the winds blow and the storms come our way, that, you know, our hope seems to crumble. But when we put our hope and our trust in God's Word and we build our lives upon the solid rock, when problems come our way or difficulties come our way, we build our lives upon the solid ground. Let's take a look at those two pictures. What if some individual was building their house upon, you know, what people were saying or talking about rather than God's Word, and somebody would come up to him and say, you know, are you saved? And their response might be, well, I hope so. Well, that's, of course, isn't a solid hope, is it? Well, I hope so. See, the one who would build their house upon the rock, upon God's Word, if so, that same person would come up to them and say, are you saved? And they would, the response would be, absolutely true, I am saved. And they would say, why is that? And their response would be, because the Bible says so. Let me give you an instance. John, in writing in 1 John chapter 5, and really tried to build up the believers there in verse 11, he says, and this is the testimony that God has given us as believers, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Isn't this amazing that we have eternal life? John is writing this, telling us as believers. In verse 12, he says, he who has the Son has life. And so if the one that's standing upon the rock, he's saying, you know what? The Bible tells me I have the Son. I have life. I have eternal life. But then he goes, he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Pretty clear to me. I believe it's pretty clear to you. But then he goes on in verse 13. He says, these things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. See, John wrote this as he was inspired by the Holy Spirit, because he wanted to make sure that we knew that we have eternal life, that as we are standing upon God's Word, the surety of God's Word, if the storms of life comes into our lives, we're able to respond to what God's Word has to say, that it is sure, it's been tested. In fact, in this scriptures, this idea to know really is dealing with like a courtroom scene where somebody goes in and presents a legal document where it gets registered, it's firmed, it's sure, it's been tested, it's been tried. And so John is using that same type of language, that we have the surety to know that we have eternal life. And so important that we know and we understand this, that we have a sure hope that we rely upon. God's word to his servant David was a source of hope. We need to ask ourselves, what is our source of hope? And truly, what sparks our hope? I hope it is. It's the word of God. It's the word of God is our hope of hope, or a source of hope, because it's faithful and true. Later on in Psalm 119, verse 140, we read, thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. The reason why we could trust in God's word is that it is true and we can count upon it. The Bible declares that the word of truth was the means that brought us to the Lord. You remember in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, we read, he says, in whom we have trusted. After we have heard what? Well, we heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, on whom also after that you believe, and you are sealed with the Holy Spirit promise. James tells us in chapter 1, verse 18, we read, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be the first kind, the first fruit of his creation. The Bible tells us that we are to know the word of truth. He tells us that we should study, in 2 Timothy 2:15, that we need to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, spending time and knowing what God has to say. And then also the Bible declares about God that his truth, it is who he is. You know, truth is who God is. Even in Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, we read, God is not a man that he should lie. I love that. It's the word of God that we look at and we study from the book of Genesis. From Genesis chapter 1 through the end of Revelation, we have the word of God that we know to be true. And if we just look upon it, we can remember, even as the psalmist called out, he says, remember unto thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. He recognized, as he heard God's word, it was the spark of the Holy Spirit that brought hope to his life. It's my prayer. If you're feeling discouraged this day, maybe you're feeling defeated and things aren't going quite the way you think they might be, turn to God's word. Read God's word. And I believe the net effect of you spending time talking to the Lord as you're reading God's word, it's going to produce hope within your life. And so may God richly bless you this day as we all grow together in Christ. Until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.